This is JIS News. Coming up, procurement for government's human capital management enterprise system far advanced. Caribbean Maritime Institute expands pre-college program and hemodialysis unit at Cornwall Regional Hospital to be operational by September. The news in detail after this message.
Jamaicans from all walks of life.
We must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
To that.
Up on the energy,
save today,
protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy,
up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must.
Hey. Ease up on the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
Now the news. The procurement process for the government's Human Capital Management Enterprise System, HCMEC, is at an advanced stage. The system aims to leverage the most modern technology to aid in transforming human resource management practices in government. Providing an update on the system during his sectoral debate presentation Tuesday, Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Finance, with responsibility for the public service, Horace Daly, said bids for the supply of software have been received and reviewed.
And the start of implementation is scheduled, which is the, as I said, the human capital management system is a HR system that we need for the entire public sector. We hope that by January of this year, that will be in place for the entire public sector.
The contract for the supply of software is expected to be awarded by September this year. The Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, is to expand its pre-college training program to 5 new high schools come September. With the extension, it is expected that 1,000 students will receive training in the maritime and logistics field under the program during the new school year. The program was initially piloted at Kingston High School in 2013. The training and certification provided under the program is accredited by the United Kingdom-based City and Guilds of London Institute. Executive Director of the CMI, Dr. Fritz Pinnock, says the expanded program will broaden the employment opportunities available to local students.
We are putting wings on these students to give them the ability to work anywhere in the world. Globalization has removed barriers and boundaries. And I'm happy. I know we're going to form an integrated landscape for Jamaicans to have multiple pathways to their future and education.
The 5 new schools for the CMI pre-college training program are Jamaica College in St. Andrew, Foga Road High, Clarendon, Irwin High, and Cambridge High, both in St. James. The government has started the process of reforming laws relating to ganja. This as legislation to expunge the criminal records of persons convicted for possession of or smoking small quantities of ganja was recently passed in the Senate. Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says concerns have been raised regarding the length of time persons have to wait to qualify for their records to become expunged and their inability to attract gainful employment during the protracted period.
A clean police record is required to access several areas of employment, such as a farm work program, basic school teaching, security guards, bus operators, and many other sectors of employment. A criminal record may also prevent persons from obtaining credit from some financial institutions or from traveling overseas or emigrating from Jamaica.
Under the Criminal Records Rehabilitation of Offenders Amendment Act, convictions for possession of 2 ounces or less of ganja or for smoking ganja or possession of pipes or other smoking utensils will not attract a criminal record. The government recently announced plans to amend the Dangerous Drugs Act to decriminalize possession of small quantities of ganja. And the expanded hemodialysis unit at the Cornwall Regional Hospital in St. James will be up and running by September. The $38 million project is financed by the National Health Fund, NHF. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the installation of equipment and furniture is all that's left to be done on the project. He's optimistic that when completed, the unit will allow for an increase in the hospital's overall bed count. The hemodialysis unit is located on the hospital's second floor in space previously occupied by the Cornwall School of Nursing. The newly expanded facility will house some 27 dialysis stations and will increase the treatment capacity from 123 on two shifts to 325 dialysis episodes for patients each week. Minister Ferguson was speaking after a recent tour of the facility. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.